That's got to be two in a row that you like the look of, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, I like the look for sure. I thought we started on time again here today and played with Temple through 40, and then, you know, I give them credit. They came hard in the third, and then back-to-back we might have tapered off a little bit, but I liked our effort and our intensity.
Talk about Cam again, second night out.
Yeah, no, he's really good. You know, back-to-back, he did a good job. Made a heck of a save there on that delayed penalty there. I think it was Kopitar on the back door he got across. That was a huge save.
Talk about the checking checkers line all of a sudden producing as much as they are.
Well, by trade, they're goal scorers, as we know, right? So they've scored at the American League level. They have skill. Chuck, he's a former first-round pick, and they're coming into their own a little bit right in front of our eyes. That's what I see. I thought that line was very good, and Victor has a lot of poise and makes good decisions with the puck.
So you were talking about it being a heavy game, and it seems like physically you guys were.
Yeah, no, but if you're willing, ready, willing, and able, you can compete, and we did that tonight. I thought we did a good job early in the game skating in the offensive zone. Like, if you don't move your feet, they're going to get you pinned on the wall, and you're not going to have any speed in the game. And, you know, Chucky, when he drew a penalty there, he's, you know, I don't know if he actually drew it, but he had a real good shift turning back and making it hard on their D. So I enjoyed that line, watching that line.
Bill, you talked before the game about being a quicker lineup, an honest, hard-working lineup. To see that again, two games in a row, it's repeatable. It wasn't just a one-night thing. Does that tell you more than it did 24 hours ago?
Oh, yeah.
You know more about this team now than you did then?
Yeah, for sure. It's a validation, and it's the starting the formation of an identity. We want to have an identity, and we want it to be positive in the characteristics. And I think this weekend we started to form an identity, and the guys started to believe.
Speaking of an identity, you've had a chance, you know, one guy's gone down, one guy's sat out. The lines are starting to stabilize with two guys coming back in the lineup. How close are you to knowing exactly what you have?
Real close, really close. We think there's a couple things we can do to really get deep, really deep. And when we get to that, I think we're going to have a fun team to watch and a team that plays with a lot of tempo and pace and a four-line team. So I'm looking forward to getting to that day.
Seemed like you had a lot of structure defensively tonight. This guys stay in the right places and so forth. Notice that last night too. Does it seem like that's kind of coming around a little bit?
Yeah, it's coming. What happens when you have the lack of continuity in the lineup that you alluded to earlier is there's no trust or a lack of trust. And that's what we had earlier. Like, you're trying to do somebody else's job, so you don't trust that he's going to do his job, so you go duplicate, and then all of a sudden somebody's open and everybody looks bad. So now the trust is increased and the execution is increased, and we look a little more organized.
Does that help with those little things that you talked about earlier in the year, the little breaks that weren't going your way that seem like they are now? It seems like the snowball's kind of rolling downhill, so to speak.
Yeah, well, breaks, I know the game's fair. Like, let's not kid ourselves. The game's fair. If you do good things consistently, you're going to get rewarded. And the breaks, you have to earn your breaks. And we did that this weekend, and we've got to continue to do that.
You talk about Falk. Obviously, you got the hat tonight. But you played a sound defensive game, it looked like, for everything that you've been espousing. Is that a correct assessment?
Well, he did. He was real good moving the puck, though. He looked quicker to me. He looked like he was decisive and more confident. What I really, you know, I like a lot of things that he did this weekend. I think he was +3 on the weekend. He dug himself a little bit of a hole. I think he got to -9 at one point. I think he was +3 over the weekend. I'm not sure. But he moved the puck. We need him to move the puck. We need more plays being made out of the back end. But I liked his compete. I liked the fact he took one in the lips, stitched up, and came back and played one of his better games of the year. Just play. Play hard. Play hard each and every night, and it's contagious. Believe me when I tell you, it's contagious.
Lindholm is just this. You start. He's now got the confidence to take a shot like that and sneak it in there.
Yeah, confidence is a funny thing. I don't know if it's confidence or it's just he's worked hard. He's worked really hard, and we've moved him around the lineup a little bit, and it seems like he's got the puck a little bit more on a stick, and he's more comfortable having the puck. But he's doing a better job moving his feet with the puck too. He's not as quick to give it up. And skilled player, a very skilled player at 19 years old.